death, sex, and money. Three topics that are sure to stop any polite small talk in its tracks. Death, Sex, and Money is also the name of a podcast out of WNYC that explores these difficult topics. The show's host, Anna Sale, is currently spending her summer in Cody, and she spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard about why Wyoming is such a special place for her family.
It's become an incredibly important part of our life for a number of reasons. First off, there was this wild story in our courtship when we broke up because we were long distance, and my now husband, Arthur, wrote a letter to Senator Alan Simpson asking him to call me on his behalf out of the blue. We did not know the Simpsons. So they became friends of ours. And then we decided to get married here in 2015. And then a year later, last summer, I was pregnant in New York City, and we knew we were having a baby, and we knew we had to move to California because my husband is now a professor at UC Berkeley. So we were trying to decide whether it made sense to have an infant in New York City and then move with an infant, or move to Berkeley and then have a baby in a new place where he didn't know anybody. And Arthur at some point was just like, you've got maternity leave. Why don't we just have the baby in Cody? So we did. So we came here last summer, and I had the baby at West Park Hospital in Cody, our daughter June. And then I spent 4 months here learning how to be a new parent. So this summer, when Arthur had some work that he could do back here, we figured out a way to spend a good chunk of our summer here. And now my daughter's learning how to walk and run in sort of these big lawns of grass in Cody, which they don't exist in Berkeley in the same way. So it's really cool to be back.
You live in the Bay Area, and your show Death, Sex, and Money is produced in the Bay Area and New York City. How does spending time in Wyoming influence the show, both the stories that you find and you're hosting?
It's really actually valuable to not be in a coastal community, I think particularly now. I'm a journalist. My background is political journalism. And as curious as you are, there's still a very dominant worldview that happens in big cities that are on the coast in the U.S. And I find it really invigorating and helpful to come to a place like Cody where, first of all, it's just a different culture. I love listening to Wyoming Public Radio and just hearing top headlines about things that have to do with the natural world. There's a link to the land here that's very real. And I also appreciate being in a place where, you know, Park County overwhelmingly went for Donald Trump. It's a very, as opposed to the Bay Area where I live, a very different sort of politics. But here I find there's other things that you small talk about than just electoral politics. So I think it's been really good, you know, when my show is about the things that we all deal with. It's about death, sex, and money. It's about hard moments in life. I think it's really, really important to try to find stories and voices that aren't just the ones that are already reflected in the media.
Death, sex, and money is about those hard-to-talk-about topics, taboo, if you will. How do you get people to open up about those sorts of things?
On the one hand, it's hard because the show is called Death, Sex, and Money. It's like, hi, I want to talk to you about the three scariest things in life. But on the other hand, guests on my show are both famous people, people you've heard of, and people you haven't heard of. And the consistent theme is all of us have things in life that are tricky and that are hard and that we feel alone around. And so when I talk to someone, whether they're famous or not, I say, the name of the show is Death, Sex, and Money, but the idea is I'm not poking at something that's tender just to be provocative. I want to talk about these things because they are things that we all deal with. And usually when I explain the show that way, for someone I'm interviewing, there's a reason to share. The reason to share about a hard moment is like, oh, maybe someone will learn from this. Maybe I'll be helping someone.
I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but when you were coming up with the idea for this podcast, what made you be like, I am the person to talk about all of these uncomfortable things? You know, like, why was that, you know, your...
What are my qualifications?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Like, I have not taken any psychology courses. I'm not a trained therapist. I'm not a you know, have not gone to any spiritual training or sort of pastoral training. So I am not at all trained to do this other than being trained as a journalist. And I think, you know, whether it was on the politics beat or the arts beat, I just always wanted to kind of get in and understand how someone's life had unfolded. That's where it came from. It came from this sense of like, I want to hear more stories where people talk about the messy moments. You know, like often when you hear an interview with someone famous, it's because they have a new project out and they're promoting it. And so they want to tell you all the great things about it. And I'm sitting there, you know, thinking, but like, how did they pay rent when they were 25 and deciding to become an artist? Like that, those are the things I wondered about. So that was the idea of the show. It was like, what are the conversations that I find myself wanting to hear more of? And what if I just made a show where that was the point?
What has the feedback from listeners been like over the last 2.5, however many years you've been doing this?
It's been amazing. There's just a kind of strange thing happening in this moment in our culture where I think the headlines and ticker tape of, you know, what's happening in our country is lightning fast and it's divisive. It doesn't feel kind or understanding, you know, that just the mood. And so I think that there's an interesting thing happening where there is a hunger for places where people can gather and feel vulnerable together.
Anna Sale is the host of the podcast Death, Sex, and Money out of WNYC Studios. She will be hosting a meetup for fans of the show at 5 p.m. tonight at Montana Ale Works in Bozeman. Thanks so much, Anna, for taking the time today.
Thank you, Caroline.
Sale will also hold a meeting up in Cody next Wednesday, August 2nd at Juniper.